Hello and welcome back to Triad All-Stars. My name is Ryan Smith. First podcast for Triad All-Stars here in a while, but good to pick it back up. And my first guest back in this revamped version of Triad All-Stars, he is a former East Forsyth receiver, now freshman tight end at the University of Ole Miss. He is Javonte Connor. Javonte, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
I'm doing well, sir. It's good to have you back on the podcast. First guest coming on as a second time at Triad All-Star. So good to have you back on the podcast. Let's get into it, a little bit of history. Obviously, you graduated last year from East Forsyth, as most people probably around Triad know. And then you enrolled in college at University of Ole Miss, where you are a tight end. So let's just start very basic. Tell me about your freshman year at Ole Miss, adjusting to college, and you know, being a part of college football. How was all that like?
To be honest, like it's really been an adjustment with everything, like having a just like simple stuff like time management, from things like that. The time management part was a big part of everything, though, know? Because if you don't got good time management playing college football, especially at this level, life gonna be real hard on you. So
yeah,
that getting that down, it was they kind of planned out your whole day, so it really wasn't like as bad. But then having to follow that schedule and make sure you're everywhere on time, that was another thing, getting used to having to be on a schedule and all that, and you know, stuff like that. The competition wise, like, it's different because you playing against guys that were also the guy in high school. So it's like the competition is like, it's real competitive, and everybody really get after it because everybody's trying to get on the field and find a way to play. So it's real competitive during practices. So that's been an adjustment. Like, practices be almost just like game speed, just about, because how hard everybody be going, especially when we're doing like situations like good on good or stuff like that. So it can be, it was an adjustment getting used to playing like that during practice as well. So it was, but it's been fun though. I don't got nothing too bad or nothing to complain about it.
What would you say is the biggest adjustment from high school football to college football, if you had to boil down to one thing?
Definitely the speed of the way the game is played, the speed for sure. Because the school I'm at Ole Miss, we our offense is very fast and we move very fast. So definitely the speed part. College football itself is already very fast and everybody's moving at a fast pace. But when you add on the offense moving fast and having to get lined up fast and get the play in and stuff like that, that was a real adjustment. I remember when I first got here, I was struggling. Like, I remember it was one time we was I'm looking for the play, and I'm thinking I'm lined up. I'm 5 yards behind everybody else, so I had to speed up. That was just like, just stuff like that. That was a real big. That's probably the biggest part. But once I got that down, everything started moving a lot more smoother.
Got it. Well, let's talk about your college debut, where you got into a game and you got your first catch of the year. Got a catch for 7 yards against University of Louisiana Monroe, 35-13 win for the Rebels back on November the 18th, right before Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken. Talk to me about that moment, getting into the college game and getting a catch and there at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Talk about that moment and just what it meant to you.
The first college catch, really, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it felt real good, because it's like, it was just really that one catch. Just getting that one catch made me just think about a lot of stuff. Like, even like simple stuff is when we coming out for games and a lot of stuff like that mean a lot to me. And it just really means a lot to me. So getting that first catch was, it just showed me like really like hard work can get you anywhere you want to in life. And, you know, it happened all fast, and shoot, I was happy for the rest. I had a real good weekend. I had a real good weekend after the first catch. So All my teammates, they was real cool about it. Everybody, because everybody knew it was my first catch. Everybody really wanted me to go in and get my first catch. Because like on the team, like I'm a real positive guy. I bring a lot of energy every day, so I like to be around the team, and I'm pretty sure that everybody on the team just about just love to be around me as well. So everybody was real juiced up after I got the first catch, me as well, because like, I mean, what can I say? It's my first college catch. And then it happened at home, so it felt real good.
Going back for just a second, if I can do so. Obviously, football season is currently obviously now in the off season. But have you? I'm assuming you have not been back to East Forsyth yet. But if you have, how has it been going back and just kind of reliving, high school there for a bit? Have you been back? And if so, what were some of your takeaways?
I recently went back. We had a bye week during the season. I forgot which week. It might have been after we played LSU or somebody. I think we had a bye week after that, or Texas A&M, one of the two. But I went back, and I went to a game while I was back, because I came back on a Thursday and I stayed till I think Sunday and came back. So I came and went to a game on Friday, and it was
How'd it
real.
feel not being there?
It was real cool. It was real cool being there, and seeing them get after it and everything. And so it was a fun experience being back and seeing Coach Willard, seeing the guys, seeing the coaches that had been on the staff while I was there, so just seeing everybody. And then they beat up on the team that whoever they was playing. I don't remember who they were playing, but they put a beat down on them. So it was always good seeing that the guys that are there are still carrying on and winning games and having fun while they're doing it. So, that was real good for me to see.
Now back to Ole Miss. Let's go a little bit deeper into kind of the X's and O's of college football and the tight end and offensively in general. What's one of the things that you've kind of learned so far being because obviously you were a wide receiver specifically at East Forsyth, now you're a tight end at Ole Miss. Is there any differences of playing tight end versus receiver? And is there, I would say, what's the biggest challenge so far from learning a college offense and just in your freshman year? You didn't play a lot, but like you said, had a positive attitude at practice and were able to be a high energy guy. So, what's been the most positive, sorry, challenging thing that you faced at kind of learning a new offense?
Really, like Coach Willard really put me in a lot of different situations in high school to where I was playing a lot of different stuff. So, with the tight end stuff, so I played a little bit of in line, but I mainly lined up at receiver. I was at H back. So I the adjustment of going into college and mainly here, like I say that they want me as a flex out guy here, but I do a little bit of both, the inline and come out and be a receiver. So that part really, it's just about the same how Coach Willard used me, but still like getting the fundamentals down to everything. 'Cause when you get to this level, it's like the fundamentals will take you, fundamentals and having skill will take you a long way, but you have to get the fundamental part down. So that stuff like that and blocking, like that'll take you a long way, and blocking, having your hands in the correct place. So that was an adjustment, like getting here and having to learn how to block. So it was like that was the biggest adjustment. But the learning the offense, that was hard. Not gonna lie, that was very hard, very, very hard. That was not an easy task at all, because it was just the concepts, and the concepts are easy, but the plays, like it, and I feel like it was more tough on me because we were moving so fast. So learning the plays, and Lane Kiffin is an offensive mastermind. So he has so many plays, and he'll change up plays last minute. So it's like You just never know. But
Yeah.
once I got it and once I understood the basics, everything else kind of came along. So
Yeah.
that was pretty, it was hard, but it wasn't like I started getting it. Once I got it, I got it. So
Yeah. Speaking of Lane Kiffin, I'm sure people would love to know, what's it like playing for Lane?
playing for Lane Kiffin is, it's fun. It's very fun, actually. Me and Coach Kiffin
Yeah,
have
give
a
us a
good.
little bit more. What something that, did you have a memorable interaction with him this year, or just something during practice or during one of the games that, just was very memorable for you? What's it like?
All right, so Coach Kiffin is like, Coach Kiffin talks, but he's like more of like a business type. Like he likes to get stuff, like he does a lot of the stuff over Twitter, but like in the facility, like he's more of a business person. Like he can make jokes sometimes and stuff like that. But like when I first got to Ole Miss, for example, like the type of person I am, I'm just like I'm a straightforward person. So nobody really went in his office and stuff like that. When I first got here, I just went in his office and I started talking to him and we was cool. So he pretty cool. Like it was a time, okay, the game I got my first catch.
Yes, Louisiana
I
Monroe.
dropped the pass too. So Coach Kiffin didn't say nothing. The only thing he said to me for like a week straight was catch the ball, catch the ball, catch the ball, catch the ball. That's all he would say to me. And like, so it was like, he can be he definitely push people to get the best out of them. He a real fun coach though. Like he real fun. I ain't gonna lie. Like he's definitely he do some funny stuff. So
Well,
like
anything
he
you
got some
can
real
share?
cool. He got some real like for example, like he let us do a lot of fun stuff at practice. Like I remember that the coaches had the little splat guns. They had splat guns, so when people like were walking or anything, they'll shoot you with the splat guns, stuff like that. We had a fire extinguisher out at practice all the time, just like we do in the games. Then it's dog juice. Juice is funny. He's bad. Juice bad dog. But he a good dog, but he's a bad dog at the
I
same
hear.
time.
I feel you. I pick that up. Yeah.
Juice is very Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
I
why
hear you.
Juice is very Hollywood, but he a cool dog. I played fetch with him and stuff, so he's pretty cool.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, as we wind down here, I'm gonna hit you with some rapid fire stuff, and just tell me, kind of first few things that you think of, and I'll get you out of here. First off, let's just go into so we'll keep it football first, and then we'll get into some funner topics. Football related, what is your number one goal going into your sophomore year? Is that technique? Is that getting more playing time? Is it something else? What is specifically your offseason goals, and what are you working on?
My main offseason goal is to continue to progress, of course, and get my to continue to keep getting my body right and get my weight right and stuff like that. So, cause all everything like gonna come along. I feel like with the work ethic that I have and the ability, my ability had to have, just learn the playbook and stuff like that. The playing time, I feel like that'll come and so as long as I keep working and keep going at it every day and keep fighting to get on the field, so it's like I feel like I really feel like that's probably the biggest part that I'll improve on that is playing time for sure. That's really what I want.
Yeah, and do you feel like, is there anything specifically that during the summer when you're doing, summer drills or doing different, maybe spring ball this year, is there anything specifically like that you'll be focusing on? I know all that sounds obviously good, but is there anything specifically that you're going to be really focusing on to kind of make sure most of those goals kind of align? Is there like a one thing that kind of, if there you can boil it down to one thing, what would that be?
Hold, can you repeat the question again?
If you could boil it down to one thing, what is kind of the to accomplish that goal, what is like the main thing that you got to focus on to make sure that gets accomplished for going into your sophomore year to get that playing time and get the technique down?
Definitely, just my focus. If I can stay focused, which I've been focused and everything, if I can just continue to stay focused on the big goal, and just continue to do that, then I feel like it'll take me anywhere I want to go for real. So I
Yeah,
really
no,
feel like
that's good.
if I handle that part, everything else is gonna come along with it. So that's the main.
Yeah, no, that's a good answer. Keeping that focus, keeping that drive, and staying on the task at hand, and being disciplined. Don't as I think that's what they say in football. We got a coach saying, "Don't you watch the quarterback's eyes." Let's go. Just a random one about the state of Mississippi. That's where you're at now. That's where Ole Miss is located in Oxford. Oxford is known for a lot of things, but would you say what's been the kind of the coolest thing about being in Oxford or being at Ole Miss? Is there anything that you can share that you've found really memorable or fun so far?
It's very fun, I say. I have a lot of fun out here. Like the stuff you hear about Ole Miss being a party school, that's true. Ole Miss is definitely, they know how to get down in parties. I really enjoy the college football part. And just the relationships I have out here. I got a lot of cool friends I have out here, and teammates. I mess with my teammates a lot. So that's probably the biggest part. I definitely like the fans out here too. They see you out. They always say something to you and talk to you about the upcoming season or whatever was going on. So yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Two more and we'll get you out of here. I know you gave us a little bit of a Lane Kiffin story, but what is, and I know you're only a freshman, but I'm sure you got something for me. What is one thing that you've observed about Lane Kiffin that most people probably don't know? What's something that you can tell us that it's kind of a behind the scenes about Coach Kiffin?
He's a very quiet person.
Okay. All right.
And
I can.
that's something that surprised a lot of people. They see his Twitter and like they're laughing and think he's probably just he's cool. He's cool. Don't get me wrong. He's a real cool guy. But he's definitely really mellowed out. Really, really mellowed out.
Got it.
He's mellowed out and he's calm. He's very calm and mellowed out. So
Okay.
that's the thing I say.
That's really well. All right. Well, last one. As I said, you've been such a great guest. Thanks again for your time and coming on here. Try it All Stars. Last question. I've got your 2023 schedule here in front of me from last season. Of all the SEC venues that you played at, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, and Mississippi State. I know I can say that. You guys may not be allowed to say that school's name. I know, being your rival and all. What was the coolest venue that you played at on the road this year?
Probably, I'd say Georgia. Georgia was crazy. Georgia was crazy. Then College Game Day was there that day. Like, we didn't play a good game at all, but the atmosphere of the game for sure was like I remember we get there and they student section already there deep. Then you got the people from their band talking crazy. Their band, the marching band kids were talking ballistic. Like they were just talking reckless on our way to the locker room. So I'm like, yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy. Then the game itself was real fun. It was loud.
How did that compare to Alabama?
Alabama was loud. I say Georgia was probably louder.
Okay,
The
that's fair.
loudest one. Mississippi State was loud too, but Mississippi State not that loud for real. They just got the
I
little.
hear, except for the
Just
cowbell.
got the
You can hear the cowbell. Gotcha. All right.
cowbells. Speaking
Well.
of cowbells, that's like the dumbest invention I've ever. Like, what is the purpose? First off, what is the purpose of having cowbells at a football game?
Yeah, no, I hear
And
you.
what in y'all's mascot makes y'all have cowbells?
Yeah.
Mississippi State is a very odd school, I would say.
Okay, fair enough. I like last question now. I'm looking at 2024 schedule. So two-part question, but it's the last question. You play at Wake Forest this coming up year. How cool is that going to be to go back to Winston-Salem and play at Wake Forest? That's part one. And then part two, the SEC road venues this season coming up for you: South Carolina, LSU, Arkansas, and the Swamp, Florida. Which of those four are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the swamp for sure. I'm for sure looking to the swamp for to the swamp, but I'm excited about the Wake Forest game for sure. I'm
I
excited
bet.
to get back and probably everybody will be there, all friends and a lot of probably family will be there. I know Coach Willard and all them probably be there.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun, but I'm looking forward to the swamp. I've heard a lot about the swamp. I've heard a lot. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to that one in Texas A&M. Texas A&M is very, 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 very loud, I've heard.
Got it.
But
Well,
yeah.
that's a good place to end it. My guest today has been Javonte Connor, freshman tight end at Ole Miss University, former East Forsyth wide receiver. Javonte, thanks so much for coming on. Try it All Stars. Best of luck in the offseason, and we'll talk to you down the road.
I appreciate it.
All right. And that will wrap up this episode of Triad All Stars. I'm your host, Ryan Smith. Rate, review, and subscribe to the Tobacco Road Radio Sports YouTube page at tobacco. YouTube.com/TobaccoRadio. We will see you next time.